From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to a nation that's been a focus, often a negative one, in his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda in his meeting with the president of China, Xi Jinping. But so will North Korea. Officials at the White House say the president intends to press China to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The president and First Lady Melania Trump started their visit to the Chinese capital with a stop at Beijing's Forbidden City. In addition to the North Korea nuclear crisis, the president will also press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a, quote, more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. The Trump administration announced it is implementing changes that will, quote, channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island will now have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. Trump first announced his Cuba policy on June 16th, but the Treasury Department is exempting trips that were booked before then. The new rules take effect Thursday. They're a partial rollback of President Obama's restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba. This is VOA News. Tension is growing over the status of Zimbabwe's First Lady after President Mugabe praised her at a rally Wednesday, indicating that she may be his pick to replace his recently fired vice president. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
At a rally in Harare, President Robert Mugabe praised his wife and went on the offensive against the vice president he fired earlier this week. He says, "We should uphold the root of the party. We despise those that abandon the party in the afternoon and when it is evening they go against the party. We despise that. It does not matter even if you were very close with the president. It does not matter if the president called you to the party and put you close to him and walked with you through the journey." As the president spoke, people held up banners showing support for First Lady Grace Mugabe. Already, state-controlled media, which is loyal to the longtime president, has reported that two provinces have already chosen to back Mrs. Mugabe to be the new vice president. The ruling ZANU-PF party will make the official decision at a party conference in mid-December. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Four Somali Americans won races for public office in local elections in the northern state of Minnesota on Tuesday. And Democrats and their progressive allies across the United States had much to celebrate on Election Day 2017. They had major victories in the Virginia and New Jersey governor's races. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are making a trip to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs, just outside San Antonio, Wednesday. They're consoling the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Pence will speak at a prayer service for the 26 churchgoers who were shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental health issues. Pence will also meet with police officers and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. An independent analysis has concluded that the U.S. tax overhaul being advanced by Republican leaders in the House of Representatives would add $1.7 trillion to the country's debt during the next decade. That's about $259 billion more than previously assumed. The new analysis from the Congressional Budget Office is considered to be the independent scorekeeper for congressional financial policies. It could complicate Republican plans for the House to adapt the tax overhaul before the country's planned Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, November 23rd. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.